We're in the studio with Chuck Hall, who's promoting a live wrestling event coming up Friday the 14th at Speedway 95. Chuck.
How you doing, Bill?
I understand that you're going to be getting in the ring.
Yes, I am. Yeah, at 50 years old, it's kind of early to start a new career, but I don't think it's going to be a career. But I've always wanted to do it. I've watched it my whole life growing up in Boston, going to the old Boston Garden and watching the old wrestling and stuff. So I'm kind of excited about it. It's going to be fun.
And you've got a guy who's been on this program or this station a couple of times, Ryan Michaels Colson.
Yeah, Ryan's going to be there. He's taking on. I don't know who he's taking on, but he's fighting a big guy. I know that.
Yeah, I saw that on his Facebook page. I can't remember who it is either, but he's got his work cut out for him. The money from this event, where's that headed?
100% of the money goes to the main Special Olympics. 100%. All the ticket sales, a portion of the food sales. Any spot, it costs. I got to pay the guys to be here. Of course, it's pretty good. This isn't just going to be a regular. This is going to be a big show. And it costs a lot of money to do it. So, of course, I'm getting sponsors to cover that expense, and anything over that expense with sponsor money goes to the Special Olympics. I'm not the racetrack and myself, and nobody's making any money. It's all going to the Special Olympics.
All right. That's happening Friday, June 14th at Speedway 95 in Herman. That's off exit 180 of I-95. Or you can end at 395 and take a left and head towards the racetrack. If people want to get tickets, they can get tickets there.
Yeah, right at the door, with selling them at the door. If you come to the races, any race events before the wrestling event, was selling them at the track. But I just made it simple. People can just buy them at the gate. It's $5 for the grandstands and $10 for ringside. And, I had it at that price, so it's affordable for families and stuff. And I'd like to, hopefully we can raise a couple $1,000.
Excellent. And you say there's some big name wrestlers coming?
Yeah, we got a WWE Hall of Famer, Tony Atlas. He's been in the business a long time. And former WWE wrestler, The Patriot, he's going to be there. And I just saw the card this morning. There's going to be a big battle royal. The championship belt's going to be up for grab. Of course, I'm going to be there in the ring. No spandex, though. I'm not wearing spandex. But it's going to be a fun.
That's what everybody was hoping yeah, at this point.
Yeah, I heard that. Del told me, he says, I've been racing off and on for 33 years, and Del and I have had our ups and downs. And Del said, boy, he said, after all these years, I thought I'd be your opponent, and I'd get in the ring. I said, that would sell some tickets, Del, if
Why
I could get you in the ring.
Challenge him.
Yeah.
So no spandex. What about... A costume of some sort.
Well, we're in the makings of doing that. Of course, everybody knows I'm an Elvis impersonator, but I'm not going to come in as the honky tonk man or nothing. But we got something brewing right now. My wife, and my daughter have been thinking some stuff up, so I'm just going to go with it, whatever they come up with, and it's going to be fun. We're there to have fun, and the main thing is if we can help out some Special Olympians, that's what it's all about.
Okay, that's coming up Friday, June 14th. Herman, Speedway 95, tickets available at the event and at the track. In the meantime, just hunt up Chuck at the track.
Yeah.
He's not hard to find there.
No, I'm not hard to find. I run the concession stand. It's King's Concessions. And, it's Friday night, under the light. Gates open at 6. The first bell rings at 7. And it's going to be a good time. It's a good card. Everybody's going to enjoy themselves.
Last question would be regarding your choice of charities, the Maine Special Olympics. What inspired you to help them out?
I've been involved now for 2 years. It's just, if you see the Special Olympians, if you go to any of the events, anything, these guys and gals and adults and kids, they give their 100%. They're just happy to be there, and they take it as serious as they can, but they're just there to have fun. And to see them, what they do and all about it, it's heartwarming, and it's a good cause. I can't think of a better cause besides helping the Special Olympians or helping veterans. Those are my two main things that I do.
Well, thanks for coming to the studio with us, and we look forward to seeing you get beat up on June 14th.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have, Bill.